He said previously on Imagine Dungeons.
Once you guys leave, like, the immediate proximity of the pirate ship, you guys can see that a giant squid has the boat wrapped around in its tentacles. Two crocodiles appear beside the boat. You notice that their scales are drooping from their bodies, and they have this blank look in their eyes. These are zombified crocodiles.
Zombodiles.
I would say that the captain sent these after us.
That doesn't seem very cool of him.
You hear sharp chirping coming from the trees and deeper into the fog. You see a couple of wooden shacks.
You mentioned a mark on our wrist. How did you know about that, and what do you know about that?
That mark is one of tracking. They use that to keep an eye on their property. Perched on top of these shacks, almost from out of the fog, a village full of chameleon people appear, glaring down at your boat. They're armed with spears, with bows and arrows. And one of them calls out with his eyes as they move independently, watching all of you.
What brings a group of travelers like yourselves to our little village? I sense any magical objects.
And jumps into the water, sort of swims out towards the boat, and suction cups its way onto the boat. And as it walks down the aisle, it says,
any magical objects? Good. What brings you?
Captain?
let's definitely let Leadhead handle this.
I want to make a... Can I make a history check to see if I know anything about these chameleonaires? What's their like? What's their vibe? What do they value as a society? So I can answer this correctly.
Absolutely, go for it.
Okay, and it is a 3 plus 5.
Oh,
8.
No.
You know that allegedly
they're lizards.
A bunch of lizard folk who live in the swamps.
I'm starting to think these might be lizard people.
Lizel folk.
Donnie is also proficient in history and has heard songs about this. Probably has maybe seen one before. Can I roll?
You absolutely can.
17 plus 4,
good
21.
Roll. Donnie, you know for sure these are the chameleon folk of Weed Warren. They are notoriously good, but terrified of magic, or at least extremely skeptical of external magics that's beyond what they use. And, yeah, they're known for living in the swamps and going to the occasional war with some evil lizard folk, and that's what you know.
Okay, and it's from where? Weed what?
Weed Warren.
Weed Warren.
I think I went to high school with him.
That's classic Weed Warren, dude. Donnie looks at him and he says, "Hi, I'm Donnie Cash. Donnie Gash, sorry." I'm Donnie Gash, and kind of looks up to the shores. He says, "My friends of Weed Warren, we simply passed through, unfortunately, with pursuit. There are, I'll be honest with you, because you're honest people, but there's people here to get us, and heck, it would be a long, long story to be able to tell you everything that we're here for, but I do understand
you can listen to the podcast. I'll send you a link.
I understand your stipulations here. And Donnie's going to turn around. He's like, I want you to know that we mean you no harm, and we will do our best to keep any kind of magical items away, even put those aside. leave them on the boat, whatever you need us to do. We just would hope for some safe passage.
Come into our hall. We will get a feast ready.
And then it turns to the tribe that's all like perched on top of their huts and makes this shrill bird call. And several more come out of the doors of the huts and all start making their way towards a central long hall. And as you dock your boat, a almost completely white chameleon folk with a white snakeskin robe.
Thick.
Greets you guys as you walk in.
So tight.
Hello. My name is Adela. Welcome to our village. I hope that we may give you respite from your journey. And sort of shakes each of your hands as you walk in. Fiddles as you bring in the rear. She grabs your hand and kind of turns it and points at the ring and lifts up her eyebrow.
It's pretty, right? It's good ring. Good ring.
Barry. And ushers you in the hall.
Onward to supper.
You guys walk into this pretty large banquet hall. In the middle of it, I guess the tables make a sort of rectangle around a large fire spit. And you guys can see lots of like pots laying on the coals and a couple spits that are cooking like chicken.
They cook with spit?
Mm-hmm.
How hard are their mouths?
Little acid tongues. And Othala, as you guys are getting settled, gestures at the door and says, "Oh, come in, come in. More guests. Lots of guests lately. Interesting." And two large humanoids walk through the doors. Everybody could make a perception or history check to see if you recognize them.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Easy. What if those are both relatively bad? Oh, that's not too bad.
12 plus 3, 15 for Sue.
Uh-oh, that's a 19 plus 1, 20 for the old Fiddlesticks.
9 plus 4, 13 for Donnie.
14 plus 5, 19 for Glint.
18 plus 0, 18.
Man.
All right, y'all.
Great group of rolls. All of you would remember that these two humanoids, they're both humans, were both on the ship with the Blood Drunks. They were crew members.
Oh, no.
They were crew members?
Mm-hmm. If you guys turn to the side, you see that Leadhead is looking, one, pretty rough. That vampirism is hitting him pretty hard. And two, that his eyes have gone wide seeing his former companions who take seats at the table opposite of you. Snaps, who is completely oblivious to this going on, is like banging his hands on the table.
What is he chanting?
Snack, 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 snack. And Othala motions to you, Sue. You're sitting near like a pole with a hook on it to pull that pot out.
If you wouldn't mind pulling that pot out, we will get started with supper.
Oh, absolutely. Let me just, and she will grab and pull the pot of, what do they make?
I think it's weed.
They're the weed warrants.
Pull the pot out and pass it around.
Would you mind if you huff on that dang sheesh?
When you pull the pot out and you take the lid off, there is a giant cricket inside.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. You
protein, heavy.
Someone hands some tongs down to you. Does everyone take a little piece of cricket?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for
Ridley,
sure.
It'd be rude the not turtle? To. Yes.
Snaps just uses his hands. He skips the tongs.
Yeah, I'll put a piece on my plate too.
All right, so while you guys chow down.
Oh,
Ooh, so important. It's going on my plate. I'm not eating this.
ooh. Already munched.
Glint has not eaten any of the food offered to him.
Yeah, Glint. So Glint is emaciated.
Can the crew members, are they right across from us?
Yes, they see you.
Do we know if one of them has made eye contact with Donnie?
I have been staring at them while eating this cricket the whole time.
Oh, they're staring back at you guys. They just haven't said anything.
Here's the thing. Donnie took the head. He's sucking out some of that good brain. Some of that good cricket brain. He looks across, makes eye contact, looks back down, has another bite, and he's like, hey, what's cracking? Yes. And like takes another bite of the cricket head.
The woman across from you kind of smiles and not much. We're just enjoying the river and enjoying our merry chase. We came across some former friends of yours, perhaps. You knew Horm and Mies, right?
No. Yeah. As far as I know, it's still a present tense.
Oh, the goblins? And she gives like a big smile and you can see her fangs. No longer present tense. Sorry about that.
Fiddlesticks silently remembers that Mies owed him 5 gold. And just makes a mental tally to transfer that debt to this woman.
She turns to look at Leadhead and... Oh, Leadhead, you would have enjoyed them. They were a little difficult to catch, a little slippery, but a great feast all the same.
You're talking about a chase. What you after?
Oh, well, first we had to come get our traitor brother. And, of course, Captain Vance had us tasked to bring you guys back. So, you know, yeah, nice to see you again. I hope you enjoy this meal while you're here. And thank you. And she turns to the chameleon folk all for arranging this. Didn't know we would be invited to a feast, but a feast it will be. And the chameleon folk's eyes are all kind of darting between the two parties. They're clearly very confused.
Wait. A chameleon, I think they could just sit in the center and watch both parties.
That's true.
No darting. No darting necessary.
Over here.
Not all of them are in the center. So I guess Othala, her eyes are normal, but everybody else is freaking out. Yeah.
What do y'all?
Roll for initiative.
My hope would... No, definitely not. Donnie's trying to get around that. Donnie's going to get up. He's going to grab some more of the good old cricket broth. And he's actually going to... pull his chair, however long that takes, or whatever. Is he sitting in something?
Yeah, there's chairs.
He's taking the long way, and he's just dragging it all the way around, and he's putting two big hands down and moving them apart and sitting right in the middle.
Fiddles leans over to Sue and goes, I taught him that.
He puts his arm around the one that's been talking most of the time. He's like,
you know, I'm happy to continue this conversation, but I think if it gets anywhere past a convo, then I'd love to make sure that the good people of this town are no collateral damage here. I wouldn't want anything bad to happen. Hopefully we can just have a conversation.
Athala interrupts and is like, oh, it seems that our friends know each other. Interesting. Everyone seems to have come from the coast. Did you see, did you happen to run into our friend Ramshackle?
How many friends do you have?
Well, out here, the friendly sort are somewhat limited, so we all get a little close, especially one as resourceful as Ramshackle.
We bumped into him a little bit. He seemed a little buried under his work, but,
as he always is.
We exchanged pleasantries and stuff.
Well, he's been helping us with some fascinating magical and scientific developments. So,
I'm sure he's busy with his work. I understand.
As a Fischian, I do not believe in science.
Sorry, go ahead.
Athala? Athala?
Yes.
Do you have any seasonings? This cricket's so good. Do you have any seasonings to make it taste even better?
Oh, yes. We have ground up the peppers of the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Choxel. Give him the seasonings. And next to Athala is another chameleon folk who is, he has two swords across his back, and he wears leopard skin, and he pulls out a bottle of crushed peppers that have been ground into seasoning, and he slides it over to you.
Mm-mm. That is exactly almost what I'm talking about. Is there any chance that you've got something a little more exotic, perhaps?
How exotic are we talking?
I really am only interested if it grows in, like, cloves.
I think you should wait for dessert.
I love a good savory dessert.
Athala kind of gestures up in the air and says, "The goddess has blessed us this day. We have been preparing for the upcoming battle at the end of the world. And it seems that the great dragon has blessed us once again to share our story with visitors.
We would love to hear it.
The great Zagath Pyrscale sacrificed herself to defeat a demon many thousands of years ago, and we believe that demon is awakening. And so, we would love to beg you to stay and to help us, because it's not going to be great. There's not many of us, and we are
please
beginning
help.
To lose faith.
Lady Athala?
Yes.
Tell me of the demon.
The ancient ones left us carvings of a great demon with many arms and many legs. This seems likely to be inaccurate, as that would be quite impractical for a giant demon to be successful. And so most of our details are somewhat vague.
Can Donnie roll history?
Yes,
he's got experience with the demons.
Yeah, anyone could roll history or religion.
You and Imagine Dragons, baby.
Dude, it's when I need it most, man. It's like the old desktop computer saying, reset password.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
3 + 4, that's a 7. He does not recall.
I'll roll history as I'm talking to her. About a 15 plus 5, a 20.
8 plus 0, 8.
Oh, that's, yeah, go with Vince's. Let's do that one.
I definitely saw that come through right after you were talking and thought that was Glenn's role.
I thought so too. I'll handle this. 8.
So the 7 and 8, Donnie, you've heard stories of, you know, a great dragon returning to help his people kill a dragon. Glint, with your studies at the nearby university, relatively nearby, you would know that this is
NBU, complete. Nearby university.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
They're the giant.
The NBU giant.
That's where that hat is.
Go
from.
Giant.
NBU giant.
Let's go giant.
With the 20, your studies would have studied like swamp myths, and you have been led to believe that this is clearly fake.
Lady Athala, may I speak to you privately?
Oh, sure. And she just walks outside.
Fiddles takes over the story where Athala left. Just steps up and starts going.
I'm going to follow her. Lady Athala, the visitors that came in the door after us, the humans with the sharp teeth.
Oh, vampires? Yes.
Yeah, the vampires, right, exactly, sure. Yes, we both know
what am I,
that that's
stupid?
What they are. The vampires, yes. The vampires, we know. like from Twilight, the movies we love, the vampires. I have news. I'm not sure that I believe it's the demon from myth, but there was a demon of many arms and many tentacles who was fighting these vampires last we saw them, and I worry that their presence here might draw the demon.
This is good. When they arrived yesterday, we immediately saw them for what they were and thought we would ambush them.
Oh. Yeah, sounds great to me. I see, I think I misread that. I thought you were being hospitable to them, and that alarmed me, but I should have trusted in your instincts as a host to be able to tell when some guests might want to eat other guests.
Yes, unfortunately, Choxel, who is our best warrior, he was injured on his last hunt, and so we were not certain that we would be able to defeat them. But now that you are here, perhaps you could help us. We're also honor-bound to not ambush, so that was another moral difficulty we were dealing with.
Right. See, our morals...
It's kind of a hat on a hat.
This is what... I love adventurers. No morals.
None. Absolutely none. Where we've come from, we honestly, compared to the folks we've been associating with, we're upstanding citizens. Saints, even, you might say. So this is great. We have no qualms about ambushing. We should return inside, though, because I think my friends need to help us with this ambush. We need to let them in on the plan.
Yes. There is a combat circle we use not too far away from here for our typical trials. If you challenge them to a formal duel, they might accept that. They seem somewhat confident in defeating you. So I'm sure you could use that to your advantage.
Plan is just us do it.
I love that.
We can't, but you can.
We made you this feast. Can you kill these guys, please?
Eat this cricket. So you could die.
She
also, the feast was a cricket.
We boiled a cricket for you.
Inside.
As you walk back in, you just hear Fiddle saying, and they kissed like this. And then he rubs his fists together like two mouths. He's like, And I think that's probably how the demon would have done it anyway.
Inside, the Choxel is starting to butcher the chickens out that they're cooked and has like separated it into a large bowl that he passes down. There's like baked zucchini and other
basics,
other root veggies, things like that, that are being passed around. All the chameleons pass on the vegetables. This seems to be something that they think that humans and humanoids like. Glint, as you were walking inside, Athala did the grandma thing where they have like cash inside of their hand and they go to like shake your hand.
Yeah.
She gives you a potion, and a little note is wrapped around the vial.
I think once I'm kind of making my way around the table, once I'm sure my back is to the two pirates who have followed us, I want to open the note in my hand, kind of like using my body to shield it from them so they don't see what I got in case this is a potion of like instantly kill vampires or something like that.
It just says, give to your strongest warrior.
Then I'm going to, I had to choose between my friends now.
It's so obvious.
This is a hard decision for Doge or Glint.
This is a hard decision.
There's only one person who can smite people.
I know. I'm going to, Donnie, I assume, is still sitting in between our friends, right?
Yeah.
In between our vampire friends. Then I'm going to first head to Ridley and slip him this potion. And then the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to continue walking around the table to Donnie. And Glint's going to reach and just turn a small dial on the inside of his left gauntlet to where like a little spark shoots between his fingers. And I'm going to touch Donnie on the shoulder and say, Donnie, how's your food? And as I touch him, the spark's going to jump to him. I'm going to cast Gift of Alacrity on Donnie.
Which means that for the duration of the spell, which is 8 hours, you can add 1d8 to his initiative rolls.
Ooh.
Oh, that's really nice. Okay.
Amazing.
So, as everyone is eating, next to you, Snaps is fully pigging out and has completely missed all of the subtext of everything happening around him.
Perfect, sweet baby.
So where did you learn to cook?
You know, I went to school for it, if you can believe it. It's been a long time, but I've been cooking since I was little.
A school? I didn't know they made schools for cooks.
Yeah, have you heard of Guy Fieri? I mean, I'm sorry, Fry LaFerry. That's what I meant.
I've heard something about, I believe it is fries, like potatoes.
They are like nothing you've ever had before. They are just, they give you wings, you know.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe next time we're on the boat, you can show me a thing or two about cooking something up.
Fiddles leans over and says, I love Fry's show, taverns, write-ups, and sunken in holes in the ground. That's my favorite show that he has. I don't know why I turned into Jennifer Coolidge for the end of that. Wow, I love it.
Glint leans over and he's like, are we talking about Fry LaFerry?
Yeah.
A Flavordom? I love Fry LaFerry from Flavordom.
The Duke of Flavordom.
The Duke of Flavordom.
So as you're conversing and you are sitting in front of the fire watching it, you notice that there's something in the fire.
Ooh. What do I need to roll?
Let's do a roll. Perception or nature or insight. Any of those are fine.
I am very good at insight and very bad at the other ones. So all let's right. do that one.
What is nature?
That is a 17 plus 5, 22 for Sue.
Damn.
Nice.
With a 22, you have heard stories about magical rings that don't burn in fire. And you could swear that right where the pot was, there is a little space that's shaped like a ring that is not burning in the fire.
You like a ring you put on your finger?
Mm-hmm.
Can I roll insight on myself to see if I know what I should be knowing?
You sure? Actually, no. With a 22 in insight, I will say...
roll for notes.
There is a myth amongst the Mark of Hospitality halflings that the very first halfling to gain the Mark of Hospitality had 5 rings that she used to imbue her food and help her taverns be more jovial, and most of all, help her tips come in.
Mm.
And so historically, it is believed that these did not burn in the fire since she was pretty hands-on in the kitchen.
Okay. Noted.
All right. Donnie, what's your plan here?
Donnie doesn't know that there's going to be an opportunity to fight, right?
I'm struggling with the same thing.
I'm guessing Glint is like still standing behind me.
I asked you how your food was.
Oh, yes.
And you rudely have not answered me.
You know, it's there's a lot of stuff going on outside again. this ain't too bad. It could use some, I don't know if you've heard of Fly LaFerry, could use some fly sauce. I'm not going to guarantee that there's any here, but it's not too bad. Not too bad. Could use that. Maybe some onion or some celery or...
Clint's going to use his index finger to tap the side of his nose and say, I agree. It's all very delicious, and I definitely ate my portion. I've heard that the aftertaste is a bit spicy. And he's going to tap the side of his nose, clearly trying to send a message to Donnie.
Okay. Can I roll perception?
Donnie, insight, whichever it's.
I've heard dessert is a riot, and he's going to tap the side of his nose.
Glint's never told a secret before. Give him a little slack here.
I'll take it.
You're like my third friend ever, dude.
It's a 4+4. It's an 8. And Donnie just like eyes big, like nods his head. And he's like, great. I do love dessert, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate ya. And does like finger guns a little bit. He's like, but yeah, I think we'll have a great night. Yeah.
Whenever you finish that, you see three of the chameleon folk come in. They all have, they each have a tray. And when they take the lid off, you see that they have a tray of brownies, a tray of cookies, and then a tray of candied crickets. Little ones, not the giant ones. And Choxel, who is at the head of the table, speaking about cloves. And dessert is served. If you don't, how do I say this? If you prefer to be in control of your faculties, perhaps take it light on these. The crickets are fine.
The crickets are fine.
The cookies and the brownies are for celebration. And it seems like things are a little tense.
Fiddles tosses two brownies and two cookies into the triple dipper. Actually,
Glint,
hold on.
Glint?
Three of each.
Glint, like, eyes wide is... Now that I know we have been asked to fight these guys, that's all I can think about. Glint is, like, not paying attention at all to this cookie stuff and is kind of just, like, looking around, hoping somebody catches on to what he feels like. He's very clearly signaling.
Okay, so I was slipped a shot that I don't understand about... with this potion, because it doesn't, there's no label on it. Did you hand me the label that says, give this to your strongest warrior?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm now hearing about like either laxative brownies or like cosmic brownies. And I've got this, this bottle. Ridley's going to roll just an arcana to see if I understand, like if I know what this potion is.
Sure.
Or can I roll, let me hit you with this, athletics.
let's get an Arcana. It's a pretty high check.
Yeah, so I think this 9 will probably clear it.
it's red, and it's the die is not very strong. It's a little watery.
It might be Bloody Mary.
Okay.
Fiddles.
It just could be.
Fiddles leans over to Sue and is like, it would genuinely be my greatest honor to do brownies with all of my friends. But also, I can't kind of get over the fact that the vampire guys are here. Anybody else feel a little funked out about that?
I do feel like we haven't been talking about it enough, and I'm panicking.
It feels weird. Like we should have been talking about it this whole... I did or a like, whole story where a Kraken kissed itself.
Glint's like fully like Glint's like hands on his knees, rubbing his thighs, rocking back and forth. And
I think Glint has
making
to go to the
eye contact.
Hey,
making eye contact with
Athena.
Yes.
Do y'all have a pisser?
We tend to just go in the swamp.
Hey, Glint, swamp buddy.
Yes, I'll go to the swamp in a second. And he's making eye contact with Athala and like eyes huge. And he's like,
okay.
Mouthing the word right now, and he's like pointing at his wrist where he would be wearing a watch if those had been invented yet. And he's like, now, he raises eyebrows. Somebody, please help this poor guy out.
I wish people could see your face right now. The facial acting is so good.
So, is Ridley sitting across the table from these guys?
Right.
Okay. Can I reach them? Like, or is this a huge table?
It's like a, think of like a Jarl's table in like your Viking stories.
Yeah.
In between.
You know, think of a Jarl's table.
In between these two tables is this like rectangular fire pit.
Mm.
So they're maybe 20 feet away. 15 feet probably.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, Ridley's getting the hint. And so Ridley's going to look at Glint and just say, hey, Glint, I think I heard you talking about it here for just, are we ready for dessert? Is now the time that we have dessert?
I have, based on the things that I know about hosting and hosting etiquette, I do believe that it is now time for us to ask the other guests if they would like to join us for a private dessert.
This is a weird party.
a private dessert. Okay.
It might happen in maybe some sort of circular ring where disagreements sometimes are taken. And that's just a guess from me.
Fiddles jumps out of his seat and goes, group bathroom break. Our whole friend group is going to pee together. Do not move. And just walks out of the building.
Yep. Yeah, I'll follow.
I'm right on your heels. I'm in your shoes with
great.
You.
Donnie taps both the vampires on the back. He's like, sorry, I got to go pee with my friends.
And like gets up.
Snaps, why don't you come with, I know how you get nervous on these things. Come with me.
Is Leadhead coming too?
Who's gonna, I got him. I'll take care of Leadhead. And he's like holding Leadhead's hand.
Yes.
Snaps it. Okay, I was like, who?
Friendship.
Davey has been.
Are we outside?
Davey has been trying to eat one of the crickets. It's not been going great.
What a cutie.
So, do we get out of earshot?
Yeah, outside.
Glint, are we supposed
buddy,
to stab
are you
guys?
Okay?
Athala the right. She told me that they've been here. They got here first, and they can't hurt them, but they want us to hurt them for her, so we're supposed to ask them if they want to duel us, and if we do that, they have to accept it, because that's the rules here, and she needs us to fight them and kill them on her behalf. I really thought that was clear.
Oh. Hey, man. It wasn't.
Wow.
Well, honestly, I'm glad we did this, because I was just about to kind of see if I could throw a trident across the fire pit table.
Yeah, what was...
What's in this bottle, by the way?
I don't know. She gave it to me. It's probably good.
It's probably good. Okay. Yeah. Y'all want to duel him or what? Is it a 1v1 situation?
You know, I didn't get that far. I just want to take a minute and just express how thankful I am that we are all such good communicators. And now this is off my chest, and we can work together as a team to try and solve this predicament we now face together.
We should probably learn thieves can't.
I just, while we're at it, if anybody sees, as I'm looking at you there, Fiddles, if anybody sees a ring, just like, I don't know, maybe it's got a little fiery on it, or like it looks like maybe it could survive a fire, just keep your eye out for it. You got me?
That's weird. Yep.
Did Sue not see it yet?
Well, I just saw the space for the ring. There is a... Is that right, Gage? Should I misinterpret?
I thought you were saying it wasn't burning.
Right. That's you basically saw the ring. Yeah.
Yeah.
The ring was there, so there was no fire.
When you said ring, I was seeing like an empty ring in the fire, like a hole in the fire. I now really wish that I had grabbed that ring, and now I'm feeling really bad and embarrassed.
Sue, you wouldn't happen to be talking about that ring that's in there, would you? Is that the ring you wanted us to keep an eye on?
The fire pit ring?
Yeah. Wait, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the hospitality lady. She had five.
If we could just snag that on our way. I know, Fiddles, I'm looking at you. I just need you to quick pluck it out of there.
Consider it done, lady.
There are three paths presented to you.
Dice Tower Theater presents Dawn of Dragons, a fantasy audio drama.
Ambush!
For all intents, I should have you exiled.
Time to wait.
The Sunless.
Down.
Our young heroes, bound by love and kinship, are forced on a quest to discover the truth behind the magic of dragons and seek those that stole it before their world itself is destroyed by the growing power of the Dark Army.
Come with us. Don't just wait here for death.
I won't lose you, my friend.
Take us below them.
Hold on.
You better answer me.
What was your name again?
The Blue Flame has the great risk, correct?
Are you sure, Sophie? I foresee a path you can understand, let alone tread. But you will have to walk yourself.
I am no stranger to being alone. I know it better than anything else.
Dice Tower Theater, a Good Hand production, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Wake and remember the first thing you sense as your first clue.
Hey, y'all, this is Mariah. First, I am so thankful that you are here and that you are listening right now. Okay, now that you're all buttered up, I've got two quick asks for you. First, could you please take just a moment to rate and review us on whatever platform you're using right now? It'll take just a minute. Go ahead. I'll wait. Okay, now think about your favorite people. Picture them in your mind. Come up with a sweet little list. Open up your text, copy the link to our show, and send it their way. Not only is this the best way for our show to reach more people, but now you've got one more thing to talk about at your weekly coffee hang. That's all I've got. I hope you're enjoying what you're listening to, and thanks again.
When you go back in the main room, you see Choxel is talking to the vampires. He's like, it seems like you guys really hate these adventurers, and I think you should issue a formal challenge. And he like winks at Ridley. It would be great for, fresh meat, am I right?
I think Fiddles just sort of walks up to the fire and grabs the ring for suit, like straight from the door, just walks up and grabs the ring.
It's like engulfed in flames. Like it is in the middle
of the
fire.
I think Fiddles takes like a fork or something.
There was like the hook to grab the pot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Just scoots it out of the fire and doesn't even try to be secret about it. Just scoots it straight out and hands it to Sue.
The chameleons see this, but don't make any comment.
Yeah. That's called acting like you belong.
Fiddles has a name tag that says chameleon.
Time for fighting duties.
The ring is like bright orange with heat. So might need a moment to cool down unless you just...
Yeah, I'm not going to just let it fall in my hand, I don't think.
I think
Fiddles just on the table. Ooh. Yep. Not here.
Well, maybe on the ground. I think it's a wooden table. Maybe on the ground. Don't want to disrespect our hosts.
Yeah, the chameleons are just looking at you guys expectedly.
Cool. And so is Glint.
Donnie, gosh, I just want to... I'm just overcome with so much gratitude for our hosts. Yeah. Being same. out there on the water... Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, just eating what we had, cold meals, and here we are, next to a fire, eating crickets. We got
reminds
space brownies.
Yep.
And I was wondering if maybe we could be the ones to provide some entertainment. Donnie, could you put maybe a backtrack to this?
Oh, absolutely. And he starts to play the Fontina Marina jingle that they just wrote before they got there. He's like kind of playing a home ticket theme, focus on
ticket. To all of you, Athela, the Lysel folk here of Weed Warren, I am overcome with gratitude, and all I can do is raise a glass to your incredible. Just your home that you have opened up to us. And he's going to raise up this potion. To all of you, I offer you the only... the song of my spirit, just as my friend here plays the song from his, which is that of combat and bloodshed. And he's going to rip this shot and smash this potion bottle on the ground and point at the vampires and say, I challenge you to a duel right now.
Fiddles wipes a tear from his eye.
When you slam the posh, you are immediately induced into a rage.
Perfect. Barbarian paladin, what could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
So it's more like, I challenge you to a duel.
It's just all a bleep of swears.
Yeah. Make me a constitution save.
Oh, no problem. 15 plus 2, 17.
Okay, you're able to control yourself enough to make it to the ring, but it takes a significant effort to not just leap across the table and attack them.
On the walk to the ring, are we all going there at the same time?
Yeah.
On the walk to the ring...
Yes, I'm definitely walking like Lil Uzi behind like Logan Paul right now.
For sure.
Like pumping him up, singing the Fontina Marina song.
I'm about to roll so many ones.
I give Ridley Bardic inspiration.
Yes.
As I've been playing this.
Yes.
So on the walk to the ring, Fiddles sidles up to the two vampires and hands them each one of the brownies from the table. And just says, hey guys, just as sort of like a, let's keep it fun, let's keep it light. I managed to find some brownies that were unaffected by whatever weird stuff they had going on in there. And just, I thought it'd be a nice gesture of goodwill to hand you guys some brownies and let you enjoy some delicious chocolat before your intestines get ripped out and like your spines get split in half by our friend. Let's eat these now. Eat these now while I watch.
That is so kind of you. They're pretty good. And like Donnie takes a pinch of it. He's like, see? And like puts it in his mouth and starts eating a little bit of that brownie. And he's like, well, totally fine. Unaffected. Hell, is your vessel not looking so clean? Mm. It's like starts to walk behind Ridley again, singing the Fontina
I had one a second
Marina
ago
song.
And look what I can still do. And he does two cartwheels in a row.
They are both just staring at you and like, not our first rodeo, but
felt like I was being pretty persuasive there, DM. But yeah, sure, okay, that's cool.
You were not near them, and so you wouldn't have noticed. But Donnie, you would have noticed that they did not participate in the feast.
Cool. You guys got to be famished.
I guess they don't eat.
Not famished. We, as we said, we devoured several goblins on the way here.
Oh, these are blood brownies is what I meant to say. Go back a few seconds.
They're like gushers. Also, Gage,
gross.
I'm furious that you have not yet used the phrase goblin on some goblin.
We'll get there.
Just give us a couple takes of that and we'll go back and edit that in all the places you missed it and should have said it.
All right.
So you really guys, kills them.
Roll for kill?
Arrive at the circle. The circle is outlined by these glowing mushrooms. Outside of the circle, the grass and the fungi grown on the ground is very damp. Inside the circle is completely dry. One of the female vampire turns to the side and whistles, but nothing seems to happen. The male vampire stares at you, and this black fog seems to emanate from him, and it completely shrouds him. We are going to roll for initiative.
Is this everybody? Is there rules of engagement here that we don't know about?
They're both participating, so it's expected that.
So it's all us too.
Go time.
Donnie, add a 1d8 to yours because of the gift of alacrity.
Don't mind if I do.
For rage, Ridley. Essentially, the benefits you get from it is you'll get +2 damage to every single attack you make, and you will take half damage from any bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage.
Okay, so it's just a plus. I don't roll for the extra damage; just +2 flat.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
19 +2, 21 for Glenn.
I thought my 20 was crazy.
So I'm actually 15, Gage. I got a 6 with the add. Okay. From Glenn.
The 9 for Sue, 9 plus 0.
17 for Ridley.
This is our initiative order. We have Glint, then Fiddles, Ridley, Donnie, and then Muriel, the female vampire. Sue.
Who won't get a turn at this point.
And then going up last will be Elm, which is a hilarious name for a vampire.
You didn't even ask their names.
That's okay.
I don't care. We don't care. They won't need them much longer.
Ooh, Glint's learning how to fight. His fighting words.
All right, Glint, you're up first.
Do it.
I'm going to move. Well, let's see. Hang on. Nobody get crazy yet.
I never do.
Ridley's like foaming at the mouth.
I'm going to move up to be within 15 feet of the vampire on the right. This is Elm, right?
Yes, this one is Elm.
I'm going to move to be 15 feet away from Elm. And I'm going to use the Spark Lash, my electrified whip, to try and drag Elm in a line closer to me.
Ooh, okay.
Target must succeed on a strength saving throw or be pulled up to 10 feet in a straight line toward you, and then take 1d8 lightning damage if it's within 5 feet of you.
Okay. Oh, he crit fails.
I did. I crit failed.
Oh.
But he does move closer to you.
You all bonk heads a little bit.
One lightning damage.
He takes one lightning damage. How much more movement do I have?
You're out.
Out of movement. Yep. Can I reach him from where I am?
With what?
My arm?
Nope. He's good. 10 feet away from you.
Good.
Good. Then I'm just gonna blow a raspberry at him. And then I'm gonna end my turn.
All right, Fiddles, you're up.
Okay, so as my bonus action, I'm going to do something called steady aim. For the game side of that, what that basically means is as long as I haven't moved yet this turn and I don't plan on moving afterwards, I can take my bonus action to give myself advantage on my next attack roll on this current turn. So I am going to do that so that I may sneak attack with my bow because I now have advantage. And I'm going to shoot the lady. And I think what the steady aim looks like is just a deep exhale followed by, or a deep inhale followed by a deep exhale as, yeah, and just a quick little poot as the short bow draws level with my eye line. And hold on, I have a little thing that lets me turn on advantage.
You can also right click it.
So we're going to roll with advantage.
Who has Bardic Inspiration, by the way, Donnie? Who'd you give it to?
Ridley.
Okay.
My boy's jazzed.
Ridley's barking at them somehow.
17 from Fiddle's short bow hits. Roll for damage.
So that is before sneak attack. That is a 9.
Okay.
Followed by an additional 10.
The sneak attack seems to do full damage, but the initial, I guess you could tell that it doesn't do as much as you hoped it would.
So it's like psychological damage?
Muriel seems to resist the piercing damage.
It like the arrow might bounce off and just do a... Does she take any damage from the initial arrow at all?
She does. She takes damage. Okay. It's just not as much as you would hope.
So it's like a bounce off with a little bit of a nick, but then it's like a... Oh, but he surprised me so much. And then that's like psychological damage.
She says, oh, wow.
I didn't know.
And then she pulls it out. Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Ridley.
Did we take a rest after the alligator boat?
Oh, you did for health, but you did not get any spell slots.
That's
back.
What I thought. Very cool. Took a angry potion and feeling a little dry. Okay. Okay, great. So I am going to run up to... So you said Elm is shrouded in a black cloud?
Mm-hmm. Or like this black fog is emanating from him.
But we can, like... I know where to hit him, right?
Yeah, you can still see. I mean, it's in his outline. It's not like hiding him or anything.
Okay, so Ridley is empowered by rage, gonna run up 10 feet away from him. Basically, Ridley doesn't want to sniff on them fumes in case it's person. But I am gonna swing with a glaive. That is, while he's swinging, I'm gonna cast Divine Favor, so that my weapon attacks deal an extra 1d4 radiant damage per hit.
Should we read it out for the podcast?
Your prayer empowers you with divine radiance from fish Jesus. Until the spell ends, your weapon attacks do an extra 1d4 radiant damage.
Cool.
All right, roll the hit. Two-handed with the glaive?
This will probably do it. It is two-handed. I rolled an 11.
You do have a bardic inspiration that you could roll to increase?
Yes. What is that die? Is it a d4?
It's a d6.
D6. Big boy bardic inspiration. Come on. That ought to do it. A 1. Nah.
It's not going to hit.
It's a 12. It's a big whiff city. But I have a sparkly Jesus glaive ready for the next round.
Yep, that's right. Cool. All right,
I
Donnie.
I also blow a raspberry as a free action.
Donnie is going...
Can Sue shout something real quick?
Yes.
Okay, she's going to yell out, hey, Donnie, I feel like we started this without much ado. Can you give us like an intro or something?
I think he's like, he's still playing the... He had been playing the Fontina Marina song a little bit. Is this a request just to sing a song?
I just feel like we need like an introduction, like a let's get ready to rumble, but whatever Donnie would do.
Donnie starts to play something, the demon, he thinks of his home in the demon wastelands and the demon that was mentioned before that's probably just a kraken and all that kind of stuff. He starts to sing one that comes to mind, and he thinks of places that you go that you might not be able to come back. And he starts singing a stanza that he knows, a bridge of an ancient song, and it goes, Kyber, cruel Kyber, none living can describe her. You may behold her crooked crags, but man, oh man, you won't survive her. So it's like playing it faster and faster and faster and faster. And then he casts Hold Person on Elm. You have to succeed at a wisdom saving throw of 12. Or you'll
be total
paralyzed.
5. Elm fails and freezes him.
Okay. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or be paralyzed for the duration. And this is a duration. It's a concentration spell, so it's up to a minute. At the end of each of its turns, the target can make another wisdom saving throw. On a success, the spell ends on the target.
Good deal. Cool.
And since they're paralyzed, do we get an advantage or... Are all hits crit?
Yeah, let me...
By chance?
Let me confirm. Okay.
Do they die right away?
Paralyzed creature is incapacitated, meaning they can't take any actions or reactions. They can't move or speak. They automatically fail strength and dex saves. Any attack rolls against it have advantage. And if you're within 5 feet and you attack it, it is an automatic crit.
Wait a minute.
Love it. Here for it.
I think he added that last line as a trick.
No, I think that's real.
He wants us to stand in that gas, yo.
Okay, maybe.
You can look up on the player's handbook.
You know I can't read, Gage.
You're not trying to be no tricky guy.
Donnie, do you want to do anything with your bonus action or move?
No.
Okay. Nope. All right, then on Muriel's turn, she is going to run forward and swipe at Ridley on her way past.
No.
With her claws, she, with her first swipe, she clanks it off of your shell.
Idiot.
And with the second one, that's a 17. That meets your AC, right?
It does. Yep.
Okay. And then that is going to do... 5 damage reduced to... Do we round up or round down?
I think we round up, yeah. Right?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay, that'll do 3 damage to you since you are enraged.
Wait, don't we round up?
I think player's handbook is round down, but it doesn't matter as long as you stick with it.
I don't want to make up a house rule here.
Officially ruling...
I think we round up if it's against a bad guy and round down if it's against us.
That sounds right.
Uh-huh. Well, round up always. That's our policy then. Okay.
Love it.
3 damage to Ridley. Sue, you're up.
High risk, high reward. Sue is going to just like jam for a second with Sweet Donnie's song, and then cast Spiritual Weapon. So she wields a meat tenderizer, and then her spiritual weapon is a meat cleaver. So that's what she's summoning. And I don't think I have to actually cast anything for that, right? I just happens.
It's your bonus action?
Yes. Okay, maybe, let me make sure I mark that spell slot. Okay, so then with her action, she is going to run up to Muriel. Is that her name?
Yes.
I guess we don't technically know. And then I will attack with my meat tenderizer.
Okay, roll the hit.
Trying to swing on beat, you know. That's an 11 plus 4, 15.
A 15 is going to hit.
Come on, Sue.
That is 4 plus 2, 6 damage.
Great. Reduced to 3.
So rude.
Her skin seems to resist bludgeoning damage as well. Where do you want your spiritual weapon to go?
It's up to you. I don't care. You can go right after me if that's easiest.
Okay. I didn't realize I was drawing here, but that's where it is. It's your meat cleaver that pops up. It's this glowing, radiant kitchen tool. You can roll a spell attack to hit.
Okay, perfect. That is a 15 plus 5, 20 with meat cleaver.
Oh, that'll hit.
Cleaver?
Oh, that's such a cool thing to say, dude.
And then is the damage the same as my regular attack?
It,
like my mace damage?
It is 1d8 plus your spellcasting modifier. So it'll be 1d8 plus 3.
That's so much better than my normal. I should do that all the time.
Magic's cool.
Magic's so cool. It's a 4 plus 3, 7.
All right. That does double damage here.
Ooh.
As this like radiant light cuts into her. And we are at Elm, who is paralyzed. So he has to make a save at the end of his turn.
He can't do it because he sucks.
With a dirty 20, he's going to pass that.
Ooh.
But that's the end of his turn. At initiative count zero, you can hear Muriel's continuing to whistle, and you can hear something large moving off in the swamp. Glint, you are up.
We charged into this without resting or recovering any spell slots from attacking those crocodiles, which is cool for me. And so I'm going to turn to face Muriel. I'm going to hear her whistling. I'm going to turn to face her, and I'm going to hit her with that spark lash. Try and hit her with that electrified whip to bring her, pull her in a straight line towards me.
Okay.
Glint rolled a 4.
She fails, so she's pulled towards you, and will...
Okay, she takes 4 lightning damage, is that what that is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get an opportunity because she hasn't left my zone, right?
Right.
Okay. Then, as a bonus action, because I'm wearing the Stormcaller glasses, I can cast Shocking Grasp as a bonus action. So I'm just going to put a hand on her shoulder, and I'm going to say, this is a message for all friends of Captain Vance. Stay away from my friends. And cast Shocking Grasp.
Ooh.
And I don't have a button for that, so I just do it. It's not in my inventory or spell list, so I do it.
Roll the
hit. Magic.
Roll the hit like you're making a spell attack.
For sure, for sure.
You should be able to just click, yeah, spell attack.
That
at
is
the
a
top.
12 plus 5, 17.
That will definitely hit. I'm confirming here, but I believe that's a D8. Yep, that would be a D8 of lightning damage. All right. And it cannot take, or she can't take reactions until her next turn.
You roll a D8 then?
Mm-hmm. Which means that everyone can run away without taking an opportunity attack if they wish.
That was a 2.
All right.
And then he blows a raspberry.
Oh, Sue forgot. Now she feels sad, and so she's going to do it too.
Glint, are you going to move away, or are you staying close?
I'm going to move out of the way because I think that I might get stuck in Elm's fart cloud. So I'm going to move down here.
Okay. Fiddles, you're up.
Oh, Davey's also going to blow a raspberry.
Oh, nice. It's kind of like, metallic.
Yeah.
sounds like you got a text on your Motorola Razr.
It has instead of like a metal tongue, it has like a Davey has like a ribbon.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, that's very good. Gage, will you describe the terrain around us? Just like what generally does the ground look like? What's around on the ground?
Within the combat circle?
Like between me and the lady whose name I keep forgetting.
Muriel is generally mud. There's a little bit of like algae and fungus growing, but nothing that you should be suspicious of.
Got it. Okay. Fiddles is going to run up to Muriel and is going to hit her with that booming blade.
Nice.
So that's going to be a 17 plus 5, a 22 to hit.
That will hit.
That'll graze.
And because she is within range of my friends, this will also be a sneak attack as well.
Nice. Roll that damage.
Consider it rolled. That's going to be 11 piercing damage and 9 sneak attack damage.
Beautiful. Because you are using a magical sword... It does full damage.
Yes, it does. And
Muriel is bloodied.
As a reminder, Booming Blade means that if she moves 5 feet willingly before my next turn, she takes 1d8 thunder damage. So with my remaining turn, I'm going to move, oops, way here, 5 feet away. So basically Fiddles just runs in and just hits her with a quick stab. I like to think in a meaty part of the body. I'm thinking underarm. Just like right up in there, sneaks in. And then as the blade is withdrawing, also like jumps backwards in like a real on guard type stance.
Oh, nice. As you pull the blade out, you notice that she does not have blood.
Then how is she bloodied, Gage?
Theoretically bloodied.
Mm. Oh, Fiddles also hits her with a...
She has, she has the ragged condition.
She ouched.
Ridley, you're up.
Is like grappling someone or trying to get their mouth to stop whistling a full action or a bonus action?
Kiss her.
That'll
kiss
be a
her.
Full action.
Kiss
her. You'll have the full action and
oh, shut up, you.
And you'll you'll have advantage.
You want the moon? I'll give you the moon.
Okay, but if I is this kind of like hugging an electric fence right now? Will I get shocked?
No, you won't be shocked.
Okay. I could cut her with my Jesus knife, or... I'm very afraid of this big thing that's in the woods. She's whistling for.
I mean, you can grapple her, you can attack her, whatever you want to do.
Could just kill her.
Let's kill her before she whistles again.
Also an option. Yeah. You do have that +2 radiant damage.
Okay, great. I see how you guys play video games.
The best status effect you can incur is death.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna do some death on her.
Go for it.
This time I'm gonna be dual wielding for this episode. So I'm gonna swing the glaive one-handed, radiant damage. That's a crit. Ooh. +4,
24. Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ooh.
Ooh. You roll double damage, and then you'll also get 2d4 of radiant.
I need to roll, hold on, the wrong dice. So I need to roll 2d8s for single-handed.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll have like your normal +4 damage.
Lucky. It's 2 8s for 16.
What? Wow.
That's cool.
Whoa. So 22? No, 20? Plus 2.
20 plus 2d4. Oh, sorry. Yeah. That doubles. So it'll be +4. So you'll have 24 damage. And then you get to roll 2d4.
Oh, for the radiant.
The 24 is reduced to 12 due to resistance.
And then the radiant damage though. Is an addition is 5 radiant damage.
Okay. That massive hit for a total of 22 damage is going to put her at death's door. But she's not down yet.
Okay.
Bonus action, elbow in the chin. Just
kill her with a raspberry.
This, because that was just the glaive swing, and I was going to swing the old trident. But let me check my spell here.
Finisher.
It's all my weapon attacks. So it's not like I just put the divine favor on the... Is that right? I want to...
Yeah, it does both.
Empowers you with divine radiance.
That's pretty cool.
Ooh.
Divine rage, dog.
Okay, so then I'm going to try and give her a little poke with the trident.
Forgive her of her fins, man.
14 plus 4, 18.
Hits.
Ooh!
1d6 plus 2 of damage. So that's 8. So
that plus 2 from Barbarian, which is 10. And then you have a d4.
Yeah, I was going to say, are your attacks strength attacks? Because you're in a rage.
Oh, yes, they are.
Yep, with a total of...
3 radiant damage.
So that ends up being... All right, total of 11 damage. How do you kill her?
So Ridley puts the trident in the stab wound that my friend Fiddles had begun.
Gross.
And then I hold her up to my face and go... and kind of toss her on the ground.
Zoom totally cut out, so it sounded like nothing.
It sounded like the deepest bathtub fart through Zoom.
Well, hopefully Audacity got better, different audio. Otherwise,
so good. I hope it didn't. I hope that's all we got. Just
oh my gosh!
You hear whatever was off in the swamp has slowed down, but it hasn't stopped. But well, it's still good news.
When she falls down dead, Glint falls to his knees and yells like he just scored a goal in the World Cup. He's never felt this way in a fight before, but he's so excited to continue fighting right now.
You can just hear Donnie like, my fin not in part, but the whole.
It's all fins.
Donnie's turn. Do these mushrooms do anything, or are they just light? Are they ambiance?
You have no idea.
No idea. Great. Well,
I don't want. Can we talk about what we think happens to him?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, let's hear the grass. The grass outside is wet. The ground in here is dry. I think that is an explosion fire ring of mushroom. But then people can still watch, like the combat circle. Like I think the does that make sense? Like it's a barrier, which is why I was curious if we do that, then maybe our forest friend won't.
Your theory is that it is a ring of fire.
My theory is that it's a ring of fire.
This dude. So Elm has no damage right now, right?
He took one lightning damage from me.
Okay, so
no, I gave him a zip. I gave him a little zap.
I think we're starting to do some mental damage on with the raspberries.
Yeah,
dude, gotta be wearing them down. I'm standing right by one of these mushrooms. I don't think Donnie would want to shoot. Whatever. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to. Donnie's kind of looking around at these mushrooms. I can't really roll perception or anything, can I? We are in battle.
You could make a perception check. That's fine.
That doesn't count as anything besides just perception?
It depends what you're trying to do.
Well, sure. Do I have to tell you yet?
I mean, it would be nice.
He's kind of in charge of the game.
I would take an action if I find out that this is something in particular. Donnie is kind of like looking around and get a hand close to this mushroom that's like right behind him. Mm-hmm. Just trying to feel it out a little bit.
Feels hot.
I'm gonna roll perception.
Okay. That'll be a bonus action. Actually, it's object interaction. That's fine. 16.
12 plus 4, 16.
Definitely a ring of fire.
Excellent. Donnie's kind of figured this out, and so he's rubbing his fingers a little faster together to hear maybe that more familiar sound that we know what's coming. And he actually points a finger out at Ridley, and he's like, "Hey, man, one hell of a finishing move." And shoots a firebolt to like whiz by Ridley's ear to hit an opposite side of the ring at one of the big mushrooms. Ooh. Like behind him.
Okay. So whenever you hit that opposite mushroom, it immediately starts this like blue fire.
Sick.
And it slowly is connecting to the other mushrooms, but it hasn't gone full circle yet.
Cool.
Do we feel like we're safe in the middle of this from all that fire, or is it going to blow us up in the middle?
No, I don't think
that's what I think we're safe. Worried about.
I think we're safe. It's okay. Glintosh. I'm going to use a bonus action then and move more towards the middle. I'm going to come up by like by my friend Ridley. So somewhere between kind of Sue and Ridley, but to the side.
Okay. Then Sue's next.
Okay, so the guy whose name I forgot.
Elm.
Who's another vampire? Elm, thank you.
Don't need
he
to know
He is still
it.
In his little smoky circle.
It's correct? Like radiating
He's just
out
like
of him.
Emitting mm-hmm. yeah, smoke.
Okay. I don't know if Sue wants to get up in there. Is everybody okay health-wise? Anybody need a little something?
Untouched so far.
Everybody's great.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'm just gonna... Let's cast a little Bless. So Bless is you bless up to 3 creatures of your choice within range. Whenever a target makes an attack roll or saving throw before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add it additionally to that roll. So I will bless my friends. Oh, wait, is Leadhead in this fight? Is he?
He is. He's been shaking in fear in the corner.
Aww.
Tracks.
Okay.
Poor baby.
Having a bad day, Leadhead.
Well then, actually, can I cast Heroism on him instead?
Sure.
Okay. So Heroism is a willing creature you touch is imbued with bravery, so I'm going to have to scooch back. Until a spell ends, the creature is immune to being frightened and gains temporary hit points equal to your spellcasting modifier at the start of its turns. When the spell ends, the target loses remaining temporary hit points from this spell. So I want to cast that on our sweet darling Leadhead.
Sure.
And it gives him 3 temporary hit points, and I'm just going to say, hey, Leadhead, are you going to join us? You got this.
I think I can do it now.
And then I think that's all Sue will do, and then she'll have her divine weapon. It can move, right?
Yes, it can. Up to 15 okay. feet.
Gonna scooch that bad boy up right next to what's his face. I don't think I can move it. Can you move it
yep.
for me?
Then make a spell attack.
That is an 11 plus 5, 16.
16 will hit.
And it's a d8. 7 plus 3, 10 damage.
Great.
Nice.
And then her meat cleaver is going to wiggle like it's blowing raspberry.
When the meat cleaver carves into Elm, the shadows around him coalesce, which seems to protect him from some of the radiant damage.
Hmm.
On Elm's turn, he starts to levitate, and you hear him start to mutter this like, and I need Ridley, Glint, and Fiddles to make constitution saves.
I don't feel like me. You didn't mean me. You meant somebody else.
Or sorry, wisdom saves. My bad.
Should have blessed y'all. I'm so sorry.
Are you sure it's not constitution?
It is.
Can it be constitution?
So I got a 3 plus 3, 6.
It is a 10 minus 1, 9.
9. 9 feet.
Oh, guys, it's been great.
Yeah. So those shadows coming off of it slip and like kind of stream off of it and surround your heads. And each of you first take 13 damage. And you need to use your reaction to attack the nearest person to you.
Is this Crown of Madness?
This is it. It's similar. It's called Whispers of Compulsion.
Ooh. It was 13 damage?
13.
Mm.
And that is not reduced with rage.
Yes.
It does psychic damage. So, Ridley, you need to... I guess you don't have to move since you're within glaive range of Donnie.
But perfect.
You'll have to attack Donnie, and then Fiddles and Glint have to attack each other.
What did you say is the other effect of it? It says that we take damage and then...
You need to...
We have to use a reaction to attack the closest person to us.
Great. Yep.
Can Fiddles also roll against me? I'm technically the same distance.
That's fair. Fiddles can choose. Glint, the closest one to you is Fiddles.
I kind of like the idea of us just like bonking each other. Just like running up.
Yeah, I do too.
Great.
Yeah.
Smacking each other.
Is this the type of thing where I can like fulfill the minimum requirements?
Yes. Yeah, you don't have to smite Donnie.
Yeah, I might have to do a first rodah on our good friend.
Can I like punch for zero bludgeoning damage?
No, you have to at least do the minimum of.
Okay. Do we still roll to hit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask. Is I can use claws, right?
Since you're dual wielding, no.
I got them on my feet, bro. Okay.
I swung at Glint with a 10, a 5 plus 5.
That does not hit.
Good.
I swing at Fiddles with a 6 plus 4.
That does not hit. So I think we both just like whiff each other.
Cute.
We both just, we swing where we were before we both came at each other, I think.
So cute.
Should we just swap places?
Yeah, definitely.
That's
funny. We both ran at each other with our swords
all
up
the way
and just
up.
Missed.
Yeah. Ridley we can see pokes, each other through the clouds.
Ridley pokes at Donnie with his trident with a 13.
That might hit Donnie.
It does hit, yeah. Oh.
Forget he's just wearing a mesh shirt.
Not a fighter, y'all. Anymore.
Dang it. Yeah, I rolled a 4 plus 2, 6 damage.
I increased to 8 because of rage.
Oh, oh yeah. He's so angry.
Oh, no.
Okay.
He's mad at what he's compelled to do.
How long does this effect last for us?
That's it.
Okay.
All right, then Elm is going to move. Hovering off the ground, he's just going to retreat.
Coward.
All right. On Leadhead's turn, he takes a quick dash over here, and he is bracing himself with his club towards this open end of the circle.
Is that fire ring all the way around us now?
Not quite. It's made its way halfway around the circle.
And do we hear any animal rustling?
You sure do.
Far?
You sure do. It sounds closer now.
Thank you for all of that information. Uh-huh. That's not terrifying at all.
Glint, you're up.
I think I'm about the only thing I can do is a crossbow attack against Ash, or against Elm.
Mm-hmm.
Another tree.
A different tree against Oak. What's his name? So I'm gonna. Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's the only thing I could do.
Okay, roll to hit.
A 2 plus 6, 8.
Okay. An 8 is not gonna hit. So that bolt goes wide right and burns up in the ring of fire.
Okay, I'm gonna blow a raspberry at him for sure.
All right. Davey is starting to do like his let me at him stance. Just for you to consider. fiddles.
Yeah, so on my turn, I am going to run for this growing firewall, and I'm going to draw the Sword of Transmutation and drag it along the blue flame
cool.
of the firewall. Okay. And turn the blade of the Sword of Transmutation into burning blue flame.
Very cool. Yeah, the metal on the blade seems to shift. And where it was like formerly a pretty straightforward sword, there's like a dent in the middle, like Xenoblade. And the color of the blade has changed to that light blue as well. And so that will be
cool.
Just like a normal plus one sword, but you'll do an additional D8 of fire damage.
Ooh. Cool.
Got it. Sorry, I'm making notes. I will then immediately sheath that sword and just shoot at this boy.
Light your pants on fire.
With an arrow. No, I double checked to make sure the sword can still be sheathed when it's weird. The sheath is magic. Yeah, I'm just going to shoot at this boy from a distance. I'm way too far to stab him. I just wanted to make sure that sword was ready for action. Cool. So I'm gonna blast him with an arrow.
Go for it.
That's a 6 plus 5, 11.
Same thing. It seems that the shadows around it have messed up your aim a little bit.
Yeah, just straight into the blue fire behind it.
Yep.
And Fiddles just goes, but the sword, though, was pretty great.
All right, Ridley.
Okay. We're doing same song, different chorus. Running up to our guy here. I think I'm out of spells. I am. Channel Divinity, Gage?
Mm-hmm.
Does that use a spell slot?
No, it does not. It uses a Channel Divinity charge.
Okay.
You get one of those for long rest.
Got it, and I haven't used that one yet.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so then I am going to slash at our guy here with my glaive. I would like to make this attack two-handed and not dual wield as a bonus action.
Okay.
Is that possible?
Yeah, use your object interaction to store your trident.
Okay. So do I still have a bonus action?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So I'm going to swing. Nope. 7 plus 4, 11.
It's going to miss.
Okay. I don't think there's any way. Okay. I got to wait until the next one.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Donnie.
Donnie is going to give a glance back at Fiddle. Can I cast heat metal on an arrow in his quiver?
You could, yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do.
All right.
I'm going to heat that up, and it stays hot for a minute.
Cool.
Can Fiddles just take it out of the rest of the arrows real quick as that's happening so that they don't all burst into flames?
Yeah.
Well, what's tough is you... Yeah, it's so hard because it's got to... He still has to contact it to use it.
Well, the
rest of it's not metal, right? Just the arrowhead is metal.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, that's true. It's not like a fully metal one. So you haven't quite upgraded the arrows yet.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's not a bullet.
He doesn't have like...
Yeah, you sound like beginner arrows.
It's like that Katniss arrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe Fiddle, you like smell some smoke. I just like pointed at your quiver. And you're like smelling burning.
I think I probably pull like three or four until I find the right one. Just like, got it.
Yeah, I like the zoom in camera, zoom in shot of like you going cross eyed, like looking at it, like, oh, okay.
Just one little poke of it for sure. Just like, oop.
Yeah, I'm not really. There's not much that I can do with a bonus action right now.
You give Bardic.
I could inspire someone else. But do I want to? No, he's going to look over at Sue. And play a little ditty. He remembers the jingle that's famous for Fly of the Flavordom. Mm-hmm. It's the Flavordom song.
I believe it's Fry.
And gives that... Fry, sorry. Fry...
LaFerry.
Fly Fairy?
Fry LaFerry.
Yeah, Fry LaFerry.
Fry LaFerry. A Fry. Gotcha. Looks back. Gives a little, like, you know, bow down, like, playing the... In a round, like, playing a little jingle for... Her. Let's give Sue Bardic Inspiration as well.
Love it.
Donnie, at the end of your turn, everybody can hear that that noise coming from the swamps is very close and will arrive soon.
Okay,
arrive. It's ramshackle.
Ominous. Quite ominous.
It's ramshackle riding a jet ski.
Sue, you're up.
Does anybody need some help, some healing? That 13, was that a big hit for anybody?
I'm close to half health, but I'm sure several of us are.
I'm okay right now. I think whatever this thing is in the woods is about to wreck our shop, so we can use it later.
Yeah.
Okay. Then let's do... I'm going to cast Hold Person on...
Love that.
Elm. 60 feet range.
Sue, before you do that, just so you know, since it's a concentration spell, if you cast it, you're going to have to drop...
Spiritual weapon. Yeah, thank you for the reminder. I don't want to do that. Good call, good call. Well, I can't get close enough to him to attack physically. And no one needs anything from me. So she's, honestly, she's feeling a little sad. she will bless some people this time, I think. Just going to send out those blessings. So she will bless. Let's do, who's close? Glint. Donnie and Ridley, I suppose, that 30 feet.
Since you're casting a spell on an ally, are you going to use your special feature?
Yes, I know. I forgot about it. It's any time I cast a spell, and I forgot about it the first two times.
Gage, I think you marked fiddles instead of
Glint. My bad.
Are you blessing Glint or fiddles?
Glint, Donnie, and Ridley.
There you go.
Glint, trying to make sure he getting that blessing, though.
So, blesses.
Blessing, please.
You, any attack and saving throw, you can add a d4. And yes, I do want to use my feature from my house. What is it called again?
Your subclass, I think, is right.
Thank you. My subclass, which is Voice of Authority. Anytime I cast a spell, I can and target an ally. I can make them use their reaction to use one to make a weapon attack against a creature of their choice. So, Ridley, if you could please make a weapon attack against Elm. And her command is going to be, get him.
Get him.
Get him.
Yes, ma'am. 14 plus 4, 18.
Oh, yeah, that's going to hit.
Put him in a body bag, Ridley.
4 plus 2 damage.
Is plus 2?
6 plus 2 is 8, and then a d4 of radiant.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I can't believe I'm doing this to myself. Did the compulsion thing break any concentration?
No.
No, but when you took damage, you probably should have rolled to maintain.
Well,
oh, that's fair. Yeah.
That's we'll DM's job. That's DM's job.
We can do
it. He missed it.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
Come on now. Okay, then d4. Of radiant damage as well.
Mm-hmm.
For 4 damage.
Okay, so that'll end up doing 12 damage after everything. And it is, all those wisps are starting to get a lot more stringy. And it is tattered. It's tarnished.
Tarnished.
Ah.
Foul tarnished. Do I have... I can't take a bonus action off of a command action, correct?
Right.
Even though I didn't use it earlier in the round, like just
it's
what
a
if
reaction.
He really wants to.
Oh, that's right. Okay, thanks.
And then, can you move my meat cleaver just as close as it can get? I think it's 15 feet.
Mm-hmm. Right, the meat cleaver spinning towards Elm, but doesn't have enough juice to make it happen. On Elm's turn, he is going to float over here. As it continues to mutter, It doesn't seem to get that ability back. And so it's going to pivot towards Glint and reach out one of its hands towards Glint.
Oh, I slap it away. I don't want him to touch me.
roll for slap.
That's a 22 to hit.
Oof. That does hit.
And those wisps all start covering your face again. And that will do... That'll do 15 damage.
Oh.
Talk to me about Bless. What does that do? It keeps me from getting hurt ever again, right?
Attack and saving throws.
So that will not help you. Not this time.
Glint is at 20% health.
All right. On initiative count zero, Leadhead has found something to fight. Because coming out of the swampy woods is a zombified giant crocodile.
Oh my god, oh. We did this already!